Today's share is Ruvobi. We're still speaking about Kas or Sabranut, anger or patience. Okay. Ubavade says Ruvobi, it's Muchrach HaKasan Likvosh Et Kaso. Person gets angry, doesn't have a choice. He has to be Kovish. Kovish is a very strong Russian. Kovish means he has to conquer. Right? What does it mean, conquer? That means it's out of your realm. When I conquer a city or conquer a town or whatever I'm conquering, right? It's something that's out of my domain and I've put it in my domain. Kas is something out of your domain. Why is that? Because when you're angry, you're not you. This is not you. This is something else. As we said, that's what the Zohar says. El Zohar Bekirubi. This isn't you. This is your Yetzirah speaking. So that requires a very strong kvisha, a very strong conquering, to regain your control. This is out of your control. That's what anger is. You're out of control. Even when you're not angry, you're not shouting, you're just inside angry, you're not in control of your emotions. Your emotions are going wherever they're going. It's making you think wherever you're thinking. When you're angry, right, just think about it a little bit. When you're angry, what happens to you? You're angry about something. And it's irritating you. And it's affecting you. So what happens? On a normal day, when you're not angry, if someone, say, just bumped into you, yeah, nothing. But today that you're angry, someone bumped into you, you'll go, look where you're going. What are you doing? You're crazy or something, right? I mean, it could happen, right? It wouldn't normally happen. And then you'll think to yourself, what did I do there? Am I crazy? What did I do? Bump into accidentally. So not only, right, you're a different person. The anger you have about X affects you Y and Z, right? So you're no American. It affects you, right? You're not in control of yourself. So now we have to gain control. We have to learn now how to gain control. Aval b'zeh adayin lo tikin et atzmo. Even if you get angry and you take control, you didn't fix yourself. You're still an angry person. Even if you don't do anything, you will do. Because that matzav of anger is el zah b'kirbi. It's not you. This isn't you. This is something else. This is yetzar. Even if he's not, getting angry and doing stuff, and even if this guy bumps into him, he's not doing anything to this guy. He's thinking, what a stupid idiot. Doesn't he look where he's going, right? He's thinking he didn't do anything to the guy. He behaved as if he wasn't angry. But inside there's an anger. It's latent. Sometimes he'll be able to conquer his anger. Pam lo yatzlich. And times that he won't be yatzlich. Right? Etzim tzurat hatguva al ma shenase neged ritzono hanikrat kas. The tguva, the reaction when a person does something against his rotzen, that's kas. He's obligated to change, which is more normal. So we're saying kas is basically I have a rotzen, it's not being done. That's the shorish of kas. Rotzen means I have a specific will about a certain thing that should be happening, whether to me, whether to you, right? It doesn't matter. I have a specific will. And I want this will to be happening. It's not happening. I will control to be happening. Yeah? And normal when you try to control something, it's out of your realm, or that you feel you need to control, you're going to be aggressive about it. Right? Like in war. In war, you're not in control. The only way to conquer is to be aggressive. The reason for that is insecurity. Or other things. But it's a deep insecurity sometimes. Or their way is the only way. That's also insecurity. There's no such thing as your way being the only way. There's no one way in the world. Right? You know, lahavdil. There's a people now who are very angry all the time. Right? Acheinu. And all the actions are actions of kas, of anger, and killing, and terrorists, and blowing up. All actions of anger. And the Gemara says about them, the umash shvela. They're like a very low people. And when usually the people who do these sort of actions are people who have nothing to lose. They have not, don't have a life. They have nothing.
So if someone feels they have a life.
So if you're in a marriage where you're... this, like I said, this is a female type of anger, like we spoke about last week, a hurt. It's an insecurity because their feeling good about themselves comes from their husband. The husband doesn't show that, or they're insecure about that. They'll like want to be controlling of it, be controlling of the husband, controlling the situation. Not always. It could be that a child was born in a family that way is insecure. Insecure maybe between the parents, or insecure just the whole family is like, you know, the balance in the family is not proper. And there can be insecurities which breed to the child, or mother-child relationship. It can also be. I'm not going to go into all the details of how it comes, but that insecurity, right, about yourself, and then wanting to have those things will make you want to control around you. You don't feel good. Anything that's, you know, maybe a little bit, you know, like a worry about maybe you're losing control will make you overreact. And that itself will cause insecurity. Right? Because people, you know, people around you won't like you. Right? And also they'll play with you. I mean, if they can, they'll play with you. They'll realize your insecurity and they can maneuver. I mean, that's in a work position or something like that. If a person's usually a solid, calm person, that shows a certain strength. People don't usually start on with people who are strong. People start off with people who are weak. Especially people who are into controlling. Call the bully. So, if you're in a situation, say you come home and your wife's like really upset with you and she's angry and she's whatever, right? What can you do? Says the Chazal. Ein meratzin adam b'shat kaso. You can't be mefias, you can't appease a person at the time they're getting angry. So what do you do? Shut up. Boom. First of all, it could cause you to get angry because you're wife. And like, you don't want to be shouting at you. And you're feeling hurt. Realize, right? You have to, you know, do some cognitive stuff, right? Realize she's angry about something that you haven't worked out yet. And this is just a way of her expressing it. She has all these feelings. And she doesn't know how to express them. And you're her husband. And she's expressing. It could be she's fed up with what one of the children did today. Or someone in her work. Right? It could be she's upset with you as well. That you did something yesterday or the day before or today. Right? And she's just like throwing it back. And she'll throw it back in a different form. She might say, how come you're always late? How come that? Right? Stuff like that. And really, she's not angry about that. She's angry that Y happened. Women are like that. They say X and they mean Y. So, first of all, if she's angry with you, it could be she's angry with you. You are late. And you have to work on that and try and be late. Right? Best thing is, agree with her. Apologize. Right? This is your wife. And let's get everyone. Apologize. Calm her down. Or just shut up. And if you don't do it really, if you don't do it properly, your wife will know.
You're just doing it like,
okay, yeah, all right, whatever you say is good, fine, you know, like, leave me alone, sort of fine, yeah? I'm sorry. And she'll get more angry, you're just putting more food. So then, if you can't do it properly, just shut up. Wait for it to calm down, right? You know, sometimes a good etzer, seriously, sometimes a good etzer is, you know, it can irritate her more. It can irritate him more. If you go somewhere else, it can irritate him more. It can flare up. So it might be sometimes you have to stand there and just accept. Right? But just try and think, it's not my fault. She doesn't really mean it. She's just upset now. I really love her. She really loves me. You know, just have to like feed yourself that, because when someone else is angry in front of you, you can get hurt and you can retaliate. And most of the time, that's what we do. So if you're going to retaliate, run away. If you're the type of guy who's going to retaliate, go to the toilet, go to the room, leave the house, go say, I have to go to Mincha now, or something, or Maariv, whatever it is, leave.
Chakra was
easy. Yeah, chakra.
It's a bad situation.
You have to go to the mood. It doesn't matter exactly where you have to go, right? These aren't rules. Because every woman is an exception. Every woman you have to know to deal with in their own ways. Some women you can just go to, I love you, darling, and it's finished. Some women, if you do that, that irritates them more. It varies, right? It's nothing, there's no rules. But you have to understand that now you mustn't feel that hurt from this. This is not her speaking. This is Elzar Bekirbo. This is not her. This is not her normally. And there is something that you have to work out what the problem is, but it might not be what she's saying. So sit down and think what you did that hurt her, and don't do it again, certainly, and maybe at a different time speak to her, but don't try and calm her down. Say, why are you getting angry and stuff like that? I won't calm her down. What is you? You are your neshama. Your yetzer, the ra in you is, by chazal, this is a chazal, the ra in you is called the klipa. It's the shell. Are you your shell? No. Are you your body? No. Now, Yetzer Hara is a spiritual part of you, but it's the shell, it's the outer shell of your neshama, and it's not the good one. Your neshama is the intrinsic you. You are kulo tov. You are completely good. The Ra that you see, I explained this many times before, Ra comes ru'ua, something which is broken. Something which is broken is non-functional. Ra means when you're not expressing your neshama. It's a wrong expression of self. It's the broken aspect of self which is getting expressed. What I told you about your wife is about a certain type. It's about a more emotional type of, right? It's a hurting type. I told you there's a female type of anger. Now, generally speaking, I told you the Arabs are more the female type of anger, and Esav, Yishmael is the female, Esav is more the male, right? Now, let me explain to you a little bit more about this. Different countries are more male and female. The Western countries tend to be more controlling, more structured, more male type of anger, we mentioned before. Southern countries, right? The hot countries. America's interesting, but the southern countries are more. You'll see, like Spanish and all the Argentina, they're more emotional people. Brazilians, they're more emotional. They're more female in a certain
romance,
sense.
Romance.
So Revolbi says, and continues to say, Harikas utziu shel tguva hamutba ba'adam kemuskal rishon. That means anger is a form of reaction that's part of a person's natural reaction according to his first way of thinking. That means the natural reaction to pain or lack of control is chaos. And that's a survival need. Because when you're getting angry because there's a fear of being hurt. You say you're hurt emotionally, or there's a lack of control of something because you're fearful if you lose control, something's going to happen. There's some sort of fear. And that's what makes you angry. That's why in war you get angry. That's a good use of your anger.
It's very animalistic.
Our survival need is a very important need. It's a very important thing. The need to survive is very strong in a person. It's animalistic, but it's there. There's also spiritual survival, that a person's willing to survive spiritually, not to lose his spiritual life. You give up your life for those things. You can get angry with the Yetzirah. They're good things about Kaas. You have to know where to use it. It's very small places, but you have to know where to use it. I don't want to call it psychology, but Jewish understanding of the human being has many levels of understanding. Usually in psychology, especially Freudian, they deal with what's called the nefesh behemis, the animal self, and everything associated with that. And it works for most people because most people behave in their lives like, unfortunately, they go for the basic things in lives. They're more physical. But there's a lot of levels of humanity. There's a lot of levels of soul. And when you take those same basic needs and you put them on a different level, they have different ideas. You with me? So you can be angry that you did an Aveira. That's not a bad anger. Because it'll stop you from doing it. Or stop you from doing it again. Right? So like, there's that, and the Gemara says it. Yargiz Adam Yetzah Tov Al Yetzah Ra. Get his Yetzah Tov angry with the Yetzah Ra. Look what you made me do. I'm not going to do that again. You with me? That's not a bad anger. Yeah. And this picture where the person pictures to himself, Shimi Yaseh Mashu, right? If a person does something neged ritzono, against his will, alav lit adem befanav, upon him to get red in front of him. You know, let's get angry. This is the control form of anger. This is the male form of anger, right? Litfok be'egrofo, to bash with his fists, ala shulchan, on the table, ulitparetz betzakot, and to burst with screaming v'zilzulim, and saying negative things about the person who's going against his will. Ma misigim ayodei hitpautziyot eilu. What does a person gain when he does these things? Hakasan ose atzmu sanui umevuza. He makes himself hated and lowly in the eyes of people. Ulai yasu lo ritzono machmon mora. Maybe they'll do his will because they're fearful of him. Ava ahava, love, v'ahada lo yirchashu lo l'olam. Closeness, love and closeness, he won't gain ever from this reaction. Ragzan, an angry person, al tabi eledo, ele ragzanuta. The only thing he gained, the only thing he got, was his anger. He didn't get anything. So, that's a very important thing for a person to realize. Like, before we get angry, if we can put into our minds, right, what's the reason he's getting angry? Or he wants to control, or he's hurt, right? And he wants to hurt the person back. It's a form of attack. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. Right? Male or female, form of anger, right? Revolvi wants to explain to you, you have to realize that your anger didn't solve what you wanted to achieve. You wanted to control these people. You want to tell these people you're being hurt? You want to tell them being hurt? But now what do they think about you? They think you're wacky. They think you're some, you know, I don't know what. Mishukats, right? Sanui. Who's going to bring you, your husband to love you more? It's going to bring the person to care for you more? He's going to keep away from you. You're a nutter. Look how you behave, right? So you're not achieving with your anger that. And you're not going to achieve with your anger control. You might achieve, they'll be fearing of you. That doesn't achieve, generally speaking, if you're frightened of someone, you'll do what he wants in front of you. But you will always find ways of doing things when not in front of him. That's not a way of good management. That's a terrible way of management. Because most people cannot do what you want slyly. Most of the time, you know, you have cameras everywhere looking at him and you're sitting there watching him. That's a terrible manager. The best way to manage people is
make them want to do it.
Yeah. Show them a way. Be an example. Not controlling. Same as the Jewish people. How do we change the world? We're a light to the nations. We show them the way. We're example. That's how we're supposed to be. It's not jihad and stuff like that. Go control, go kill, or keep, or we kill you. Christianity also did that. If you're saying, am I just controlling a more thoughtful way, but cleverer, but I'm still doing the same thing? No. Because if I get you to understand that what I'm doing is the proper way, and you respect me, and you accept what I'm saying, and you're doing it because of respect or ava, that's okay. That's very good. That's fine. I'm allowed to teach you my way. I'm allowed for you to learn from me. Especially if the way I'm doing is a great way. Look at my life. Look how I'm living. Look at the Jewish people. Look what life they have. Right? Then people want to do that way, and my way is a good way. Then I'm just teaching. It's an education. The best way to educate is through example, and then people want to know what you're saying. They'll want to know more. They'll see you have something good to do. Managers are saying, if you show people the way, you train them, you show them the way, you educate them, you show this is the way, and they try it out and they realize that it's good. Or you give them enough, hopefully you're going to have creative people. You give them you give them a project, and you give them the freedom to do it. And you give them a time limit. And if they don't make the time limit, you help them out. You give them advice, they come to you for advice. Of course they're going to come to you for advice. If a project you gave them takes them 20 hours, and with your advice it takes them 10 hours, they'll come to you again. And not only will they come to you, they'll like you. They'll confide in you. Even when they do projects for other people, they'll come to you and ask for advice. You'll be a terrific manager. You with me? You're not controlling them. You're helping them. You're caring for them. A person, the best way, I'm not saying this is what you should do it for. You're not doing it for to control people. But the best way, literally, to control people is to care for them. Everyone listens to the person who cares for them. They don't even question it. We said before, now you understand a bit more, that's why chesed is the opposite of anger. Chesed means when you give and you care for someone. When you give and care for someone, of course they're going to listen to you. You care for them. So it says, so you've seen, right? The kas hutzid guva pasul v'mishukat. It's a form of a reaction which is pasul and disgusting. En bal kas habasis hanafshi Hashem imenu yavol guva shgula. He doesn't have a solid base in which he can come to a balanced reaction. Basizehi savlanut. A balanced reaction is patience. Eifo avodotenu ke'et bitlamdut midat savlanut. So now Rav Volpi told us the balanced reaction to, instead of a deguva, instead of reaction of kas, is savlanut. Is patience. What does savlanut literally mean? Sabal in Hebrew means, you know, these people who take you from one house to another house, and they have stuff on their back. Movers, you know, they're holding a heavy load on their backs, right? That's holding a heavy load. So, what do we mean holding a heavy load? That means someone's doing something that affects you, hurts you, or you don't want him to be doing that, and you want to be controlling him. So, you know, it could be a kid. You see a kid doing something stupid, which is normal for kids, right? 100% normal for teenagers, who are described by psychologists, right, as people who have, from that period of time, and now teenagers is maybe still 35, right? Teenagers, right, are people who are psychologically considered they have a problem, a major psychological problem that can't be solved. Patience is the ability to hold a heavy load. That's why we lack patience. It's a heavy load, this pain that you feel, that you're not in control, or this pain that you feel that someone's hurting you. So now you have to be, the ability to hold that load is what's called patience. So let's learn about that. Patience means if you hold a heavy load, something is just too heavy for you, you're going to throw it away. You disregard it, right? You want to get rid of it. Like I gave you the example, someone going up a heavy hill, right? A very steep hill with a very heavy load on his back. And he has to reach the summit. He gets like 10 meters high. It's too heavy for him. He wants to remove it. So what does he start doing? He starts trying to remove it. And then he can't remove it. He gets angry. And then he starts fighting, removing it. And then eventually, if he can't remove it, stuck there with super glue, what's going to happen? He's going to stomp down on the where he is and get frustrated and start getting angry. And then he can't do anything about his life. What's he going to do? He's going to get depressed. That's patience is being able to be so fill that load and having the strength to carry it up that hill. Now, there's going to be certain things which will help you get up that hill. If I told you there was $1 million on top of the hill, and all you have to do is reach the top, great, you'd be up there next to no time, as heavy as it is, right? If I told you there's nothing on the top of the hill, you're not going to be going up so quickly. You just might as well stop here, right? So, patience comes, right? Or if you have a tough kid, or bringing this to the top of the hill is important. It has a medicine in it. It's going to save someone's life. Or you're going to reward it. Or there's something in this, in holding onto this, which is good for you. So we have both of those things here.
Can I?
We're going to start the first vad now. HaTorah mi'ida al Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. The Torah gives testimony on Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'ish Moshe anav me'od. The man Moshe was very, very humble. Mikol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adama. From any person that was on the face of the land. Ubir Rashi. And Rashi explains. Anav. What does anav mean? What does humble mean? Shafal v'savlan. He didn't hold of himself. We have to understand that. V'savlan, patience. Hare ha-savlanut, hi anaf ha-anava. Savlanut is a branch of humility. Right? He's defining what it is now. Ulam, however. Af sha-anava, hi mehamalot ha-elyonot. This one, another, humility, is one of the highest levels a person can reach. But sulamo, in the sulamo, in the ladder of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. That's the whole Mesirat Yesharim is based on that. You go from another to Ruach HaKodesh, right? So it's pretty good. And also if you read the Igeres, the Ramban, the same thing. He teaches you how to get to another. We're going to speak about that as well, Bezal Hashem. Hasavlanot hi b'tchum hayecholet gam l'pshutim kamonu. But savlanut, even though it's an anaf of anava, it's something that a person just like ourselves can reach. Simple people like ourselves can reach. That's what he's saying here. B'lechlal midazu, included in this mida, eino, okay? Ma'ala. Sorry. What do you mean by this? This mida in itself of savlanut is not such a high level. The bechinat mili de chasiduta, with regards to becoming a chasid. Ela hechrach gadol, it's something which is very necessary. B'chol yachasei bnei adam. So even though speaking about something which is an anaf, a branch of anava, it's not such a high level. You're not such a chassid if you don't get angry, if you're patient and you don't get angry. That's something which is necessary. That's a basis that a person should have. That's what we're teaching us now. Harashaz Mikels, right, Katav, this is what he wrote now. Mi gitein, who will give us v'nitragel b'midat hasabal? Who will give us that we will accustomize ourselves to this mida of patience. Ki ze shorish kol hamido. This is the shorish. Now I say something very interesting. This is the root of all the midot. Vaha menucha. Now I say menucha. It's a form of peace, resting. Vishorish kol hamalot. And the root of all the malot. So now he's saying a double thing here, Revolvi. He's saying this is a basic thing that everyone should have. It's hechrichi, something necessary for everyone. It's an anaf of another, but he's now, Revolvi is bringing that it's the shorish, it's the root of all good midas, of all the levels, of all the high levels. So kanireh, savlanut is where we start. But if we start with it in a proper way, we will reach all the higher levels. This is the gate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Tzadikim will come through this. I mean, this midah that we're going to learn is not just not to be angry. It's going to be that which enables us to reach all the higher levels in the midot. He's saying something very, very powerful here.
We're talking about
faith. He's repeating this. Mahu, and what is this? Zah shala Hashem tzadikim yavo'u bo. We say this in Halal. So it says, Odecha ki anitani. Right? I will praise you even when I am poor. Vezot v'tehili Yeshua. And this will be that you will be my savior. I am a reliance on you. Hare savlanut humida kol klalit v'shorish lamalot rabot. This savlanut is a general mida and a root of very high level. Now, what's this pasuk saying? I will praise you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, gam when I'm afflicted, when I'm poor, when bad things are happening, when I'm hurt, when I'm insecure. How am I getting out of this? V'tehi li Yeshua. Because you will be to me my Yeshua. I'm not in control. It's you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm leaving it over to you. That's what we say. An angry person, he's over there, Avodah Zarah. We said that before. He only sees himself. He doesn't see Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who's running your life? Who's taking you where you're going? You? Yeah, you can make good decisions, but let him in. Your decisions might take you anywhere, but if he takes you where you need to go, it's just his shtadlus. It's just trying. But ultimately, Vayehi Yeshua Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who saves me. Let's think a little bit, With this little people, this little country, which really no one even should be talking about, it's so small. Because if you see a big atlas, you put the capital of Israel on Israel, Jerusalem, you just write it there, it already takes the whole country, right? Because you see it. The whole world talks about it. We're so important to the whole world. We're surrounded by, I don't know how many millions of Arabs, 300 million, maybe more, if you count the whole world, maybe the billion Arabs in the world or Muslims in the world. We're not liked by them. We're not liked by a lot of the Western world either. We're such a small people. If tomorrow they decided without tanks just to walk into Israel, just with swords, there'd be no chance. So Kodesh Baruch Hu makes them disunited, makes them fight, makes Russia kill this one and kill that one, America kill the other one, right? They're all fighting for us, right? 300,000 of them being killed in a few years. The world doesn't even care. Who looks after us here? We looking after ourselves? Just as in Israel, it doesn't make sense that we have kiyum. If anyone looks into his own life, if you look at the Jewish people, it wasn't so long ago, the Holocaust. It was your grandparents' generation. We're not talking about hundreds of years ago. There's people around who can talk about it. We came out, you got a country, in America, we're prosperous. In two generations, where we are. Oh, we did it. There's someone looking out for us. Okay, I'll stop you.